Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Less than an hour away from your $1,000 with Beat Shazam. And also, Does That Make Me Crazy coming up in about 20 minutes. Get those ready for us.
All right.
You can go on Twitter, Facebook, use the hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy. Or just call in during the show when we tell you to call in here in a few minutes. We have Caroline Craddock in studio with us right now.
Top of the morning to ya.
Just got back from from where?
From Ireland.
Ireland
and London.
Really?
How
yes,
was it?
Yes, it was so good.
You had a good time?
Oh favorite
my gosh.
Part?
Let's see. What was my favorite part? So we flew from London into Cork, which is the second biggest city in Ireland, and then we did that in Galway. So we saw like the countryside before we saw Dublin, which is the big city.
Uh-huh.
It's just beautiful. It's like unlike anything I've ever seen. It's so green.
Did you hang it with leprechauns?
Yeah. Like only leprechauns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How are the people there?
The nicest, coolest people you will literally ever meet. They're super progressive thinking. Like their prime minister is this like middle-aged gay man and everyone's like obsessed with him. But I actually like... Kelly would be very proud of me. I like bumbled like a madman.
Yeah.
Because that's like a thing. Because I feel like it's a great way to meet people when you're traveling. Like, because I wanted to like see how the locals do it.
Yeah.
So I was very upfront.
I didn't know Bumble was international.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is. So I was very upfront on my profile. It was like, I want to meet a guy to take me to have a pint of Guinness. And that's, and I did. I met a guy.
Yay.
Did his last name start with Mac?
Nope. Kelly. His last name's Kelly.
Was it an O?
Yeah. No, just Kelly.
Did he have an apostrophe or anything?
No.
No.
Emmett Kelly. So he actually lives in D.C., but he was in Dublin getting his visa renewed.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. It was very interesting.
Really?
Yeah. So he should be around Dublin.
See any Kid Nation members out there in Ireland?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I cannot believe I... Okay. So when I was on it in London, I messaged this guy, and I sent him my opening line thing or whatever, and he goes, oh, my gosh, the one and only Kaz Craddock. You need no introduction.
Kaz.
So Kaz is a nickname for Caroline in the UK.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, how do you know my name? And he goes, you're famous in my country of Scotland.
Scotland?
And I was like, for what? And he said, there was a viral song. I have literally no idea what he's talking about. Absolutely no idea.
Think he's pulling your leg?
No.
No, how would he know my last name?
We got to look up our famous Scotland song.
So you found the song?
No, I just Googled Kaz Craddock and I couldn't find anything. And so I was like, can you tell me more information? And then I never heard back from him.
Huh.
Oh, man.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
So somehow
I think you might have been drunk because I think Ireland people drink a lot.
No, that was in London.
That was London.
Well, they drink
a lot
too.
They also drink a lot too.
But I don't know how he knew my last name.
I don't know.
That is pretty cool.
So I must be legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You're verified.
Or.
Wow.
I don't know.
Really
I don't
blessed.
Know. If maybe we don't want to know what video's out there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
What's a viral song?
It's a song.
Yeah.
Maybe one of our audience members can answer that mystery for
didn't
us.
Didn't you do?
We talk Bachelorette.
Does anyone know Kaz Craddock?
Maybe it's because you cover songs. Didn't you cover an Adele song?
Maybe that's
it. Yeah, it might be one of my covers, but I don't know why that would go viral. Well, it's not viral. Like, I don't have that many views on my... Like,
Kaz.
I have, like... I don't know.
I like Kaz.
Kaz.
I know. I kind of want to go by Kaz now. That's kind of cool.
Well, Kaz Craddock, did you watch The Bachelor?
I sure did. And it gave me all of the feels.
All the good
feels?
You
liked it.
I did really like it. I feel like, okay, well, we'll talk about Dean in a second. But it was very sentimental and very, I don't know. It was just like emotionally there for me last night, which was a good thing.
Because she went to the guy's hometown last
night.
Yeah,
the guys have been very vulnerable with her, and a lot of them have issues that they were not really afraid to talk about.
Like one of them, Eric grew up in the streets, right? Like
he had a rough
childhood.
In the streets, yeah. And then he said his mom never like really showed him the love that he wanted. And that was all, this was like going into the date.
Man, it takes 10 years for me to get that out of a guy.
Oh, I know.
They get it out in 10 minutes?
10 minutes, yeah.
She's an attorney, Jenna. She knows how to do that.
Yeah.
She cross-examined.
Whatever.
So when she went to Baltimore, she knew that there was a little bit of like unrest in the family, but they never really say what happened. But there was this really touching moment where Eric's mom is kind of explaining, and it makes so much sense to me. She says she didn't really show him that much love because there were so many men in the family that like didn't reach their potential because they were mama's boys, basically. So
psychology.
I have a clip. You just can play it, but it's very touching and it's very like it makes sense to me.
A mother explaining why she didn't show her son love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Growing up, it kind of probably was a block there for you because you felt like I wasn't extending the love.
Right.
But just like I told you, it's a lot of great men in our family.
Right.
But a lot of them didn't reach their stars because they always reached which was next to them, which was their mother.
Right.
And I didn't want that for you. That was my best way of showing you love because I wanted you to become the man that you was designed to become.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand and I get that after our several conversations about it. And give me that information, allow me to understand you more, what you went through and why it was the way it was. And it's opened me up to not only want love, but find love with Rachel.
You know, his story was similar to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh.
Because he was not from Philadelphia, but he was like in West Baltimore, born and raised.
Okay.
He spent his time on the playground shooting hoops.
Chilling out Max.
Relax
now, cool.
And then he was sent to his aunt's really nice high rise.
Bel-Air.
Not Bel-Air, but it was in
Baltimore.
In the nice area of Baltimore.
The mother pushed him aside.
Yeah, you're moving in with your auntie. Yeah.
Right. His auntie Velma was so cool.
So cool. Such a nice lady.
They were such a fun family because Eric's kind of been a sleeper for me. Like, I feel like I don't really know that much about him, and he's kind of been under the radar. But Rachel really seems to like him, and his family was so fun and, like, really loving and open. Welcomed her with open arms.
Yeah, she's picking him, though.
What is he for a living?
No, she's not. He's a personal trainer, of course. He lives in L.A.
In L.A.
Okay, so next we have Brian.
The favorite, right? This guy's the guy everyone thinks.
She's not picking him.
And who's this guy?
He's the chiropractor from Miami.
The Latin lover.
This is me based on watching exactly,
zero.
I'd say 75% of one episode of Bachelorette. She's not picking him.
No, I completely disagree with you. I'm usually right. She's going to pick him.
No.
Really? His mom ruined it.
No,
there is some insane chemistry with them that, like, it has been there the whole time. She looks at him like goo-goo eyed.
Let me tell you who he is.
He's not the one with the crazy daddy, is he?
No. Okay. He's the one with the crazy mommy.
Okay.
Who is extremely too attached
to
her son.
Who is obsessed with him. Like, obsessed with him. She starts crying immediately, like, he's an only child.
Right.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh. It's like my meme. So, I don't know. I mean, if I was sitting there, and his last relationship was ruined because
of her.
Of her. And the girlfriend was like, I'm not doing this. You know, like, this is.
Yeah. AKA the smart move.
Yeah.
You have to realize when you date somebody, to a certain extent, you are dating that family.
Yeah,
you're marrying that family. So you can say, oh, they live in another city all you want to, but still, that's family.
And there could be you have the family that's removed, which it will get into, that you probably won't see them very much, and he's going to be all yours, and he'll go to all the family functions at your family.
Right.
And then you have families like Brian's, where the mom is not willing to let go of the guy.
No, you cannot escape that.
You're marrying that.
No. And it's funny, because he's, like, total Rico Suave, and, like, obviously he's, like, 36. He's been with, like, a lot of women, and the mom, like, cannot believe that he, like, found love with Rachel. She's like, you've been with so many women. Why her? Like,
she is,
like, flabbergasted. That
Kelly, let's say you have a daughter, but let's say you have a son, and your son finally comes up to you and he says, Mom, I fell in love with this woman. I'm in love with her. Wouldn't you react with, oh my goodness, thank God, I can't wait?
You would like to believe that.
Right?
Well, it depends.
But
who knows if he did that all the time.
I'm not in an unhealthy relationship with my child.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
this is how Brian's mom reacted when he finally revealed it.
I know it's hard for you to hear. You know, it's so fast, but it's truly how I feel. And
you have gone out with so many girls, and you go to a show. And you fall in love with the girl of the show. I'm in shock. Completely in shock. You have had the opportunity to meet so many girls.
Yeah.
And you haven't found yours. So
I feel like it's destiny, I told her.
Okay, so then you know that you need time to get to know each other. Because even though you have trouble, marriage is a very serious commitment. And she knows that mess with the mother, that's not good. That's not being smart. Because, of course, mother is mother. We are blood. We are blood.
Basically,
and that's why he's single.
Basically, his mom said,
hell to the no. But as a parent, you know, you have to look at this cockeyed. Because, I mean, you just met, and I know you're talking.
Of course.
And we've seen the history. So I get coming from that place, slow down, honey. But she's obsessed with her child.
She told Rachel that if she hurts him, that she will kill her.
Yeah.
And Rachel's like,
Run.
I'm telling you, I feel it in my spirit. I'm the Bachelorette Whisperer. That's who she picked.
Nah. Did Rachel?
A weekend fling, not who you marry.
No.
Right. Did Rachel ask each non-black guy if they'd dated black girls before?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see all of it. I don't.
One of them has nothing but black dude friends.
Yeah, so this was really convenient. So Peter was next. And Peter's
That's
kind
who
of,
she's picking.
No.
I'm telling you right now.
So Peter's kind of wavering with her, though. He hasn't told her. Brian was very upfront. At the end of the day, he said, I love you. He has been very upfront with his intentions the whole time.
Yeah.
Peter can't really. He's kind of wishy-washy.
That's her pick.
So... They like meet his friends, and it's like two black guys with white wives.
It's perfect.
And it's like, God. That's convenient.
Welcome. You fit right in.
Yeah. So nothing really happened on that date. It was just like his mom has that, like, can I talk to the manager haircut? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, always.
So that was just kind of uneventful. Nothing really happened on that.
But then we get to Dean.
Okay, y'all. I have so much to say about this.
Dean's younger.
Dean is 25.
Okay.
Deanie baby. I love him.
Deanie baby.
That's what the Bachelor Nation is.
He looks young.
Him.
Yeah, he does.
He is an angel sent from the gods.
The heavens.
Deanie baby is not arousing.
No.
No, but he's sweet. He's not arousing. He's like a little baby angel. So anyway,
what does Deanie baby do for a living?
He is a recruiter, I think.
Yeah.
So he had said to her, he's not very open. So his mom died of cancer when he was 15, and she was like the glue of the family. And when she passed away, everybody, he has like three siblings, they all kind of went their separate ways. His dad was not there for him. The dad was like the fun dad. And so it really took a toll on him, and he hasn't seen his dad in like 2 years, and it just really was not good for his relationship and for him. He's been through a lot. So they go to his hometown of Aspen, and he last week was like, I'm very worried to take you home. Like, I don't want you to
meet my family,
basically. So he's, his dad is a Sikh, and he's like a Sikh.
What's a Sikh?
He has a beard
and a turban.
He looks like a wizard.
Yeah, he's like a Kundalini yoga instructor, and he like changed his name
after the mom died.
Yes, yeah. Like, he was like normal, okay. Like, right. And so it's this was like an emotional roller coaster because they come in to this house and like everyone's sitting on the floor, and like the dad actually is like likable for about 30 seconds because he goes and he like makes everyone lay down, he plays the gong, and he's like, we're gonna cleanse, and then he is so sweet. So they say that your loved ones pass away, like they send you signs.
Yeah.
And I have noticed this, like with my dad, he sends me butterflies. They say butterflies.
Butterfly kisses.
Yeah. And with his mom, she said before she died of breast cancer, I'm going to send you feathers. And so she did. She was like sending him feathers all the time. So the dad gave Rachel and Dean like a gift of these like feathers that said his mom was still there with them. So that was really sweet.
Yeah.
And then he turns. So Rachel is... very, like, wants Dean to talk to the dad and say, like, you weren't there for me. Because they've never had that conversation. They just, you know, they're being men and they're not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this really, really
awkward.
Really awkward. And you feel so uncomfortable, like, you should not be watching it. Because it's, like, he's fully exposed. This guy is completely, completely exposed on national television. And you feel bad for him, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want this to be happening.
No.
So
shame on the Bachelorette producer.
Well, they have to do this.
Yeah,
you know, it's a TV show. They don't have to, but they do for.
And it's bad. And it's wrong. And it's wrong that we're having to watch it.
I don't even know what we're talking about, so I want to hear it.
Here's Dean and his dad having a heart to heart.
All my life, I did everything I could do to try to make the best life for the family. That was what I did. I mean, and then your mom stayed home and created the best family life that was possible.
Created a good one.
So, right, she did. It was an amazing thing. That's why I was angry, because it ended. It was over. It was gone.
I don't know. Like, it's hard to even talk about, but, like...
I didn't love you. Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't
feel loved by your father. Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't as maternal as it maybe... in hindsight needed to be.
I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to do anything. I was just like, I had never been a mom. I never knew how to cook. All I knew how to do was go out and make money.
Right. But there's still like a lot of moments where like I personally felt abandoned.
If you really feel that way, and if you really think that was my purpose, then there's really no need to carry this conversation. I mean, really.
Sure.
He walks away, doesn't want to talk to him anymore. He doesn't want to talk to Rachel either. But I think out of those three, out of those four guys, he would be the best husband.
I agree. He's so loving with Rachel.
He came from a good family before his mom died.
Yeah. He's going to have issues.
He does have issues. He has baggage, but we all do.
He's 26, but he's like, he's 35 mentally. He's strong mentally.
But he's not 35.
No, yeah. He's young still. But I think he's the one that wants to find a wife, and he wants to hold on to that family atmosphere ruin it.
And a lot of people don't come. Like, I don't have a big family, you know? So, like, I think with my husband, whoever I marry, we're going to have our own family, you know? And, like, some people don't marry into big families or families that they even talk to. So they have to be their own unit. And that's something that I don't think Rachel really wants. I think Rachel wants families from both sides coming together, which is great and it's ideal, but sometimes that's just not the case.
Yeah.
So I just like felt in my bones like he's going home for this.
Yeah.
And that's why it's wrong, is because he's like, I'm getting like, I just like got so emotional about it. It's because he's fully exposed on TV. He's so vulnerable. And then now he's going home. And
she told him, I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
So he felt, okay, this is leading.
Like, he felt fine.
You don't say that to him.
But she, because he was like a little child. Like, I knew what she was feeling.
She
wanted to, like, take him and embrace him and tell him it was going to be okay. So
with that said, do you think he may be the next Bachelor?
I think
he would. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I think so. Why not?
I think it's...
No way.
If we get to see the wizard again.
You are out of your mind.
Well, that wizard is not calm. He
was aggressive, and like Rachel tried to talk to him, and he was like, "I'm not doing this," and it was bad. I felt really bad for him. I love him.
He handled it. He didn't cry. He handled it like a man. He was a man,
and his dad found a turban to match that little moo-moo thing he had on.
Yeah. When Rachel was talking to him outside, and there was smoke everywhere, I was like, "This is like the part in the video game where you find that wizard that gives you all you need for your journey." In every video game.
Wow.
I'm not familiar.
So, well, you haven't played video games.
No.
All right, maybe. That is your Bachelorette update.
Next week, they go.
Who went home? Or they didn't?
Dean went home.
Dean went home.
Oh.
Yeah. She did send him home.
Right. Yeah. So, we're down to Eric, Brian, and Peter.
It's going
to
be Peter.
It's going to be Brian. Peter's going to be the Bachelor.
I'm pulling for the black guy.
I'm pulling for Eric, too.
Yeah.
I just feel like they just vibe the best. Besides
Dean. He might be top two, but I think Peter's going to be the Bachelor, and Brian's going to be the pick.
All right.
There you have it.
And they go to Spain, I think, next week to meet her
family. Yeah, they're in Dallas.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Does that make me crazy? Yeah, we spend about, 80 hours watching The Bachelorette in a season. Does that make us crazy?
Yeah, kind of does.
Slightly, but it's entertainment. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kid Nation, we want you to give us a call and tell us about those quirky things you do that you think are normal. But you know, deep down inside, it's probably not.
Kind of cray cray.
Yeah, we don't have PhDs or anything, but we've done this long enough to pick out the crazy when we see it. Again, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Does that make me crazy? Next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're also the show that lets you know if you're crazy or not.
Yeah, we can diagnose you right here.
It's a nice crazy because most people that call in fact, I'd say 99.5% of the people calling into our show would like to be deemed crazy.
They want to be crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Most of them would love to get into the Hall of Fame of crazy, but only a few get in.
We just want to validate you're crazy.
Exactly. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if you're new to the show, that same phone number can be used to text the show. We do accept text messages now. We've moved into 2017. That's how we roll. From the text, this is from James.
All right.
This is a dude right here.
Okay, well, James.
When I go number two, I have to get fully naked and put my clothes in a cabinet because I'm afraid the smell will get on my clothes.
Oh, my God.
Does that make me crazy?
Smell you got going on there, James. Jeez. Wow.
But I can see where he might think that.
Yeah, it's like eating Mexican food, you know, for lunch.
The fajitas,
you're gonna carry it all day.
It gets so chilly, though.
Right?
I hate wearing a romper when I have to strip down naked to pee. I get so cold. Don't you get cold? You got to take all your clothes off in a public bathroom?
Oh, man.
Where does he put them?
Yeah.
In the public bathroom, he's probably going to have to put them.
I hope that he doesn't do that in the public bathroom as well. Ooh, boy.
Maybe if the room's a little bit larger, he's okay with it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Huh.
I'd say he's crazy.
Everybody's got their thing. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Kelly?
Well, yeah.
Jenna?
Inconvenient crazy.
Definitely inconvenient.
Just weird. Not crazy, just weird.
All right.
You got to be a little weird to be crazy. Hey, Christina.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Christina.
Welcome to the show. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
I hide my toothbrush. Does that make me crazy?
You hide it?
Why do you hide it?
I just have a feeling someone's going to hold it, and I get so freaked out that someone's going to know where my toothbrush is. So I have my own room in my house and bathroom, but I still hide it, just in case.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Do you have a roommate?
I have a roommate, but she has her own room and bathroom.
So you're worried someone's going to touch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, honey, I'm afraid that makes you crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy,
I'm
Christina.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Or I'm happy for you.
Welcome
whichever
to our,
you want.
Welcome to our crazy club.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You keep hiding that bad boy. Hide your toothbrush. My husband makes up weird nicknames for me. Squatty long back, short stout pale ale, and hamburger. And I love those nicknames.
No,
does that make me crazy?
I love nicknames.
Thing.
If I ever called my wife Squatty Longback.
Well, that's their thing. That's not your thing. You can't just start throwing that out.
All right, go home and do it today, JC.
Squatty Longback?
Yeah.
I like it. Even if it sounds mean, I like funny nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
Okay, not crazy. You guys are just cute.
No, it's
cute. Yeah, it's very
and
cute.
Comfortable with
it's
each other.
Thing. Very cute.
Inside jokes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
important.
You need those in relationships
yes.
big time. From the text, I work in social services, and when people bring in applications from outside, I like to smell them to see what their house smells like.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, but I understand the curiosity.
You do?
Smell the paper?
Yeah, I do wonder what people's houses smell like sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never think about that.
Kelly, your house always smells good.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Like, Al, you could probably smell Kelly's house or her papers if she brought them in. Al, your house always just smells like stuff.
Paper from here, so.
Yeah.
You can smell my day planner, but it's in my purse.
Does it smell like her house?
Let me just open it to a random page for you. Don't spill the papers. It's been in my purse, though. It probably smells like wintergreen mints.
Like my
it smells like paper.
My backpack smells like Mexico, or like our Mexican hotel room.
Oh my gosh.
So I like to smell it.
You smuggling
have,
stuff
you
in there?
You may have something in there, dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't it smell like Mexico, Al? You go there quite a bit. They all smell the same, the rooms.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right?
It kind of smells sandy.
I want to smell it.
So lately, when I've been getting down, because I wish I was back on vacation, I just...
Lately, when you've been getting down...
I take a deep whiff of it.
You've been back for a minute.
Yeah, I've been back for a week. I can get down a couple times a week. Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that smell like Mexico?
A little bit.
So I want to hold on to that forever. Let's go to Sergio on the phone.
That makes you crazy, actually.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm holding on to my Mexico smell. What's up, Sergio?
What's going on?
You, buddy.
What's up, bro?
Hey, so I like to mess with people and just randomly go hold hands with whoever's walking.
wait a minute. You hold
guys or girls.
The wrong hand. How do they handle that?
I have. I've been chased a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're pretty fast, though, right? You can get away.
Mexican speed, got to run like the police is chasing you.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Has it ever worked out well for you? Like a girl that's like, let's go out.
It actually happened with a guy one time.
Okay.
I was like, whoops.
Yeah, you're crazy, man. I say you're crazy.
I blame my wife on that one right there.
Why, she dares you?
Yeah, she dared me one time and I just kept doing it because I just...
Just go hold
it. Awkward is funny.
Got rushed out of it.
Yeah.
I bet you she regrets daring you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does.
I get rushed.
Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, you're crazy, man. But keep doing it and video it.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
No.
Just randomly just
not
go.
Not in this world that we live in, which is the same. You can't just go hold strangers' hands.
But it's a sign of affection and love.
No, right? It's a sign of weird.
Yeah, people don't
trust. I mean, in his case, I don't
anymore.
Think he's weird. I think he's doing
he's
a bit.
He's being funny.
Yeah. Well, he is doing
I'd
a
be
bit.
Weirded out if someone tried to grab my hand, and I like being touched. I'd still be weirded out.
And it depends on... you have to go full-on interlock, like relationship hand-holding.
That's... Wow.
Yeah, full-on.
That's a lot.
You got to. Speaking of weird, from the text, my girlfriend lets her pit bull lick her face, which isn't crazy. It's normal, right? But then she tries to suck in and catch her dog's tongue in her mouth. Does that make her crazy?
Yes.
And does that make me crazy for dating
yes.
her?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Ew.
Trying
weird.
To tongue your dog?
Threesome over there.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's...
Every once in a while, the dog's tongue accidentally in your mouth. That's an accident.
That's
but I'm
gross.
Like, peh, 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 peh.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Ew.
I love my dog, but I'm like, no,
he
you don't...
Purposely?
They sneak it in there sometimes.
Listen, your dog licks his butt.
Yeah, and he sniffs.
Mine can't reach her butt.
Okay, Janice is the only one that doesn't lick her butt.
But she's gross. She's so gross.
And he sniffs poop.
Yeah. They greet each other by sniffing each other's butts.
Yeah.
You're sitting there sucking tongue.
Gross. It is gross.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ireland.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing? Is she married now?
I'm doing great.
Why are you crazy?
Well, when I cry, I go to the mirror and I cry in the mirror until I'm finished, and then I wipe my tears. Like, I don't go to the mirror and wipe them. I just cry in the mirror.
You stare at yourself in the mirror every time you cry?
Every single time.
Because you think you're cute?
Well, I really don't know why. It's just a habit.
Are you a pretty crier, in your opinion?
I guess.
What happens if you cry for, like, hours?
That's only happened once, and that was when my great-grandma died. Mm-hmm. But, like, I cried for, like, days, probably.
So you're in front of the mirror a long time.
Yeah.
I've taken some photos before because I wanted to see how awful I looked crying. Yeah, I couldn't stop crying once, and I was drunk, and I was like, I'm going to take some pics. Yeah, I was like, how bad do I look right now?
It's sort of artsy.
It was bad. No one ever saw them. It was pretty bad, though.
I got to admit,
I like the mascara running.
When I've cried, I've taken a minute to glance over to see what I'm looking like for a second just to make sure I'm not, like, super snotty. You got the super red nose.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever looked at myself when I was crying. Like,
it's weird.
Kind of crying. Like, if I'm just trying to, my eyes well up and it's going down my face, I feel like I look kind of cute. But when I've lost it completely, my gosh.
Yeah, Ireland, not crazy.
Swollen.
You just can't help. You're a pretty crier.
Eyes swollen shut, puffy.
Are you a pretty crier, Jenna?
No, that's what I was just saying.
Not at all, ever.
If it's like a mild cry, yes.
Okay.
If it's a mild cry. If it's a hard cry, mm-mm.
But Kim Kardashian is one of the prettiest girls out there, and she's an ugly crier.
Yeah.
So.
I'll send you a snap next time I'm crying.
Please. I'll send you one back, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's going to do it first? You.
No.
Are you emotional right now?
Sometimes. Hi, Janine.
Hi.
All right. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, when I go to somebody's house and I use their bathroom, I always check behind their shower curtain to see how clean their tubs are.
I tell you what, that's
Don't
a telltale sign.
Does that make me crazy?
No, I think it just makes you're really in tune with... I kind of judge people.
But what are you going to... That's what I was going to say, judge? What
yeah, I think so. Like, that's a really nasty bathtub.
Yeah.
I just want to see how clean they are. You know, if their tub is dirty, then... I don't know. I have to do it.
Which one of your friends?
I tried not to, but I just have to. It's an impulse.
Which one of your friends by name has the grossest bathroom?
By name.
By name?
Yep. Yeah.
Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer, you're gross!
Jennifer! Get that hair out of your face.
Gross, Jennifer. Oh. Janine, you're not crazy. Keep inspecting. And Jennifer, clean your bathroom.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we have $1,000 right here for you with Beat Shazam. If you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Call number 5, you get the first shot at telling us the title of the song.
All right.
Before Shazam does, and you'll score that $1,000. Call number 5, you'll be on your way. Good luck.
I'm so excited that I get to go see a movie tonight.
Dunkirk.
Yeah, it comes out this weekend. I'm going to see it tonight. You guys, I've been very excited. And then the reviews that are coming in say that the movie's incredible. When does that ever happen? Something you're excited about actually has great reviews?
Right.
So that means that you're probably going to send me a Snapchat of you crying tonight.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to cry. I don't cry at war movies like this.
Jenna, Harry Styles is in it.
Harry Styles.
There's bullets going to be flying everywhere, and Harry Styles is in it.
This is straight Saving Private Ryan action stuff. I don't think I'm going to cry.
Harry.
Tom Hardy.
Harry himself said he cried when he watched this.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you read that?
Really had to watch it.
From the Harry Fan Times. What do you think?
Okay, if I cry, I will snap you, I promise.
Yeah. We're going to snap each other every time we cry now to see if we're pretty criers. Since we talked to a lady on Does That Make Me Crazy, or a girl who watches herself cry every single time.
Gets in front of a mirror.
In the mirror. Yeah, that's how she does right there. Well, yeah, Dunkirk.
You're going to get a lot of snaps from me. I cry often.
I wish I was going to the movie premiere.
You could have.
Yeah,
we got an email. Invited.
Again, it's
we
not.
Got, we got an email with a plus one.
It's not convenient to where we live in the burbs.
Ew,
oh, I'm
sorry.
It's in the major city. Got it.
Ew.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's major city proper.
Okay. Well, I'll report back for you
Please
guys.
Please do. I'll spend my money on it. Or my free pass that I have.
Want me to go and video it and send it to you?
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Oh.
Not when it's between friends. All right. Beat Shazam. It's on Fox Thursday nights, and I believe it's been on Fridays here lately.
Yep.
If you want to watch Jamie Foxx do the show on TV, but right now we're doing it on the radio. Just got to tell us the title of the song, and you'll walk away with $1,000.
That's it. That's easy, man.
Mandy, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Cool, calm, collected. I like it. Mandy, I'm going to play you a song. Just give me the title. You get the money. You got it?
Yes.
You will hear it cut off. That just means Shazam has it. So don't be scared. I still get to ask you to name the song.
Don't be scared.
Okay.
All right. Here is your song.
Now we calling me NyQuil. Now that bang, bang, bang.
Mandy, name that song. Mm.
Oh, my God. I am the best Shazam player ever, and I have no idea. I hate this.
Oh, Mandy, I hate that you hate it.
Sorry, Mandy.
All right. Have a wonderful day, though, Mandy.
Oh, Mandy.
You know, I did a parody of this.
Sometimes you get that one song you don't know. I believe Mandy is a great player. Daniel, how you doing?
All right, man. How's it going?
Doing great, man. All right, we're going to play you that song. Just give us the title when I tell you to name the song, okay?
All right.
Here is your song.
Now we calling me NyQuil. Now that bang, bang, bang.
Name that song, Daniel.
Is it Dang-a-Lang?
No, it's not, Daniel, but solid guess, sir.
Yeah. Is he close?
Is there a song called Ding-a-Lang? I don't know.
Might as well be.
Oh, sure.
There is. Okay. A little song.
There is a
called
song.
Called My Dang-a-Lang.
My Dang-a-Lang. Yeah.
Not Dang-a-Lang, guys. All right.
But you awesome. Made us laugh. Awesome.
Dang, Daniel making us laugh. Hi, Alice.
That was worth it. Even if he knew the name of the song, that was worth $1,000.
Alice.
Hello.
Hi, Alice. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. All right, we're going to play you the song. When it cuts off, I'll ask you to name it. Just give us the title, okay?
Okay.
Here is your song.
Now we calling me NyQuil. Now that bang, bang, bang.
Name that song, Alice.
Is it Anaconda?
Yes,
that
it is.
Oh.
That's why I said, is he close?
You just won $1,000, Alice. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What are you going to do with that?
Oh, man. I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know? Well, you have plenty of time to come up with something to do with that money right there. We'll put you on hold. We'll get you all set up with your $1,000. And we'll play Beat Shazam again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:40 Central.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Now, my mom always told me when I was a kid, hey, always read the newspaper, make sure you're well-informed in what's going on with the news.
JC, what's a newspaper?
Exactly, Al. That's why I go on the internet where I find hilarious news stories.
There you go. It's time for Tidbit News.
Tidbit News, where we bring you just a tidbit of the news that we find.
Yay.
Yeah, just enough.
No explanation.
Yeah.
No.
Did you hear about the blah, 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 blah? No? Okay. Well, that's all I know about.
Did you hear about the guy in Florida who called 911 98 times in 6 hours last Monday?
Why?
No.
He was demanding the cops give back the money they seized when he got busted for drugs back in January. So now he's facing charges for making harassing phone calls to 911.
Homeboy, it's illegal money in the fridge. Chill out.
Let he's asking for the money he made.
Well, you can't blame a man for asking. You can't blame him for trying.
Yeah.
Give
and
money back.
Some say you get more wise with age, right?
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
So let's imagine what this person was like when they were a kid, because a 63-year-old woman in Florida showed up for a drug test last Thursday with a bag of crack and someone else's urine.
Huh?
Oh.
Yeah, that way she could pass her drug test while she's doing crack.
Oh,
she's thinking.
Yeah, that's what she's thinking to do.
She's thinking.
Oh, poor thing. Poor
that
thing.
That doesn't work anymore, right?
Bless her
heart. They got real smart with those pee tests. Like it's with the toilet bowl and temperature controlled. And they
can
know
sense
all of that.
If it didn't come straight out of your
this
body.
This isn't your urine.
Yeah.
Prove it.
And how about there's this lady who had extremely dry eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she finally went to the doctor. And the doctor, have you seen this, Jenna?
No, I'm worried.
I suffer from very dry eyes.
Okay, so the doctor ended up finding 27 old contact lenses that had gotten lost under her eyelid.
Oh, my God.
27.
Okay, that's bad.
That girl parties.
That's not my issue.
How do you forget? I don't wear contacts, so how do you forget that many?
27.
I've never worn them, and I've tried to put some on before, and they're extremely, they irritate your eyes right away. So I could only imagine what 27 would feel like.
That's
crazy.
She's 67 years old, so maybe she just
forgot. For a lifetime.
Yeah. That's a lifetime of contact lenses in her
eyeballs. I never lost a contact lens in my eye. I never did that.
You ever swallowed one?
I don't think so.
I swallowed two one time.
How?
You put them in your mouth to clean them sometimes. You're not supposed to.
No.
Well, no, you leave them in the glass.
You leave them in a glass overnight if somebody spends the night in your house and
they
work.
I've drank someone's contact lens before.
I never drink water that's been sitting out on the counter all night either, though.
No, but if it like sticks in the bottom and you fill it and you know it doesn't dump out and you fill it with water, I've had someone's contact before.
I've not done that.
I'm grossed out by Kelly saying she puts it in the mouth to clean them.
I didn't. I don't anymore. I don't wear contacts. But if you're in a pinch, you don't have any solution with you and there's something in your contact, you pop it in your mouth. It's just spit. Yeah, don't you ever lick your finger and do if you have something in your eye and try to get it out?
I've wanted to touch the white of my eyes.
Yeah,
but I've never been able to.
I've never done it till I did that Halloween and I put in those dead contacts.
Yeah,
you should have seen the interaction I had to have with my best girlfriend who wears contacts, trying to explain to me as an adult how to put in contacts.
Oh, my fighting. Doctor, the first time I got a pair, my doctor wouldn't let me leave his office until I could put
it in
contact and take
easy.
It out. It takes forever that first time because you're having to force this thing in your eye and you're pouring water. You can't stop crying. But then after a while, you're just like, pop, pop. You don't even think about it. But that first time is brutal.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I went to FedEx yesterday because I was mailing out something.
Okay.
And I had the stuff written down on my notes on my phone, so I handed it over to the lady. And the look on her face when she saw how many emails were in my inbox. I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But apparently to her it was. And she said, why don't you check your emails? Is this normal that I have 28,419 emails in my inbox?
Yeah. Completely normal.
Right, that's what you have, right, Al?
I have 34,331.
I got mine down. But, you know, there's two types of people. There's the people that clear out their email.
Yeah.
And then there's us. And they usually say the more creative people tend to not be bothered by
emails
like that. Yeah.
That's just to make you feel better.
No, I've read an intense article on it.
We're too creative.
Yeah. No, they say if you're not linear thinking, that those organizational things don't bother you.
Look at this. On my phone, calling me right now.
Who's calling you?
Telemarketer.
Answer
it. At least they're advertising.
I got this app, and as soon as my phone stops ringing, I can tell you what it is. I told you about it the other day. It's called, let me just.
I don't care. If I don't know the number, I'm not answering. I don't care if you're a telemarketer or not. If you don't leave a message, I'm going to block you. And they said it's not your perception that you're getting more spam calls. It is actually happening.
Oh yeah, it is.
I'm on the do not call list. I don't know what's happening and how they're getting around it.
This app is called Call Protect, and you download it, and then when you go back and after you do get a call from a telemarketer, you can go back on your call log and block that person.
Well, I can do that anyway. If it's a number that I don't know, I just block it because I know it's a telemarketer.
I like to mess with them because I feel like if I mess with them, they put me on the do not call list on their own.
You can just block it.
And I do. I've done it.
And they find another one.
Do not call list. And you still, it's out of control these days.
The problem with mine.
I want to join a class action lawsuit. I've always wanted to be part of one.
Yeah.
And get like $2 or $3 in the settlement. But I would like to do that.
We should sue these people.
It's out of control, man.
I have a California number still, because I've had the same phone number since I was 21. So I have a California number. So my telemarketers are still calling me around 9 o'clock at night.
Because it's 7
because it's 7 o'clock back in California. So they think I'm out there, and they're calling me at 9, 10 o'clock at night sometimes when I'm trying to relax.
Yeah, it seems like it's gotten way worse. I don't know what it is. If they're getting around, obviously, the don't
somebody's
call
selling
list.
Our numbers.
And a lot of them are from these, your website is not in the search engine. You know, it's not popping up. You know, I get that from my business. It's probably 20, 25 a day.
No way.
Yes. I'm not even exaggerating. It's 20 to 25
it's
per day.
Some days more than others, but I don't get that many.
My call log is all just my wife And all the telemarketers.
I'm almost relieved when it's a telemarketer and not someone asking me to pay my credit card bill.
Right.
I'm like, oh, it's just a telemarketer. Right, I'm fine.
Right. And when you finally get them on the phone, like if you do mess with them sometimes, which I do, the people that are on the other line are so angry towards you. But they're trying to sell you something. But they act like most of them are saying your credit, we're trying to help you with your credit card. Right. And so they're being rude to you, like you're screwing up.
Mine are mostly recorded calls.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. They try to make it sound like there's an actual person on there. You know, I'm like, hey, what's up? Then they get going to the studio.
How do you have that job?
Hey, hello, how are you doing today? I'll say, I'm doing awful. Oh, that's great to hear. That's how you know they're not real people. Have you guys seen what people are sneaking into the movie theaters now? And I'm all about it.
Besides alcohol?
Yeah, well, that's been happening for a while. But the latest
snacks, sneaking snacks?
Yeah, snacks. The latest trend that people are doing is spaghetti.
What?
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti?
That's the messiest food ever.
Oh, so slurpy.
It's so slurpy, but it's so genius. It's spaghetti in a plastic bag. So you stuff as much spaghetti as you can. I would suggest you double bag it just in case there is leakage.
But why is this a thing?
Bag-o-getty?
Because why not have a little spaghetti when you're watching your movie?
Pizza's so much easier. Yeah. And that, I hate that.
People are saying it's rude to sneak in spaghetti, and I don't understand why
it's rude. Because it's messy, it goes everywhere, and it ends up all over you.
Smelly, yeah.
There's a way to eat it neatly.
Not out of a plastic spaghetti bag.
I think chips are a lot louder.
Yes.
And those are rude, but we have those at the movie theaters.
Popcorn is the perfect. It's quiet, it smells great, and it's tradition.
Am I the only person that eats my snacks before the previews are over?
No.
I can't even get into the movie before my entire box of Milk Duds and popcorn are gone.
I force myself to not go buy stuff until the third preview so that I get in and the movie's starting.
I see, yeah.
But only then I still make it
spaghetti
10 minutes.
Spaghetti at the movies. Well, I'll let you know tonight when I go to a movie if anyone's sneaking snacks.
Yeah. People are calling it terrible etiquette, but most people are saying it's genius because spaghetti is one of the greatest foods of all
time.
It's
like when you hear a soda can open or a beer can.
Right, right.
Like, that's so obvious you stuck that
in. Yeah, you got to sneak in the beer.
Some people are bringing bottles of wine. I don't even mean like little bitty personal bottles.
Yeah.
I mean the big, big old bottle of wine, corkscrew and everything.
Yeah.
And go in there and just have a wine.
I'm
going to
bring some champagne tonight.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see Dunkirk.
Or, Trey, what's the trick with the wine?
You can take the 5-liter bag out of the box and then slip that into your purse.
See?
Is that what you put in your purse?
That's what I put in my purse.
See,
the nice big tote. Uh-huh. That's what I carry around.
It does save you some money. I will give you that.
Girls have it so easy with sneaking in the food.
Yeah,
because you got that purses and stuff.
Yeah.
We have to put it in our pants, and then we got to walk like
a shopping bag, like you went shopping.
You can't walk in with a shopping bag.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, I do all the time. Yeah. Shopping, then movie.
Oh, at the mall, yeah. If you're at the mall, you can walk in with it. But if you go just to standalone theater, you can't just sneak in stuff.
Well, I've never seen anybody checking anybody for what they're taking in.
There used to be signs that say no outside food or drink. They still have those signs up?
I
remember in high school it was a really big deal to sneak in food because you really weren't supposed to. But now I don't think
prices are outrageous for snacks there. So, I mean, it encourages people to sneak in affordable food.
Do dollar movies still have dollar food?
No.
They don't?
No, Al, they don't.
It's often more expensive to go to the dollar movie because their popcorn's more expensive, their drinks are more expensive. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they make up for
it's
for
a dollar
sure.
per kernel.
This is I'm probably not proud of, but once I snuck in chicken wings to the movie, which was a great idea,
right.
Until I realized I didn't bring any napkins along.
Oh, see.
And so I was looking for
naps.
Yeah, and it was one of those where like nobody was really sitting next to me.
No,
so,
wiping in the seat.
No,
and again, I told you I'm not proud of this. I was a teenager.
Jason,
I know, Kelly, it's not the right thing to do, but I was
horrible. Shame.
And what? Go ahead.
And I figured, look, the seats there at the theater were dark, so I figured the stain wouldn't be as bad.
Next person, said about your mattress.
You got your karma.
Well, when I wiped the seat, and sure enough. This girl and this guy pop up on a date, and the girl's wearing white pants and sat down there. I didn't see what the damage was like after because I got out of there as fast as I could.
But you remember your movie karma? Remember when you went to the movies and sat in pee seat?
I did sit in pee
that
seat.
That was your karma for
that was my movie
finger.
Karma.
You That's your greasy finger karma. He sat in the movie theater seat that someone had peed in. And he sat in it.
That must have been a good movie. Couldn't even get up and go pee.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let it go. Sully. Yeah, that was my karma.
So now at least you got it out of the way.
Yeah. I feel better now that I told that story.
Is it bad to ask the popcorn person to go ahead and put layer your popcorn, your butter?
No, you should. They don't
mind
it.
I feel like I'm pissing off the people right behind me because I'm like, okay, put like 3 inches of popcorn in that, then put some butter in, yeah. Then put like 3 inches more, and then put a little more butter. And it, I'm, you know, it takes like 30 minutes to get a big bag of popcorn.
That's not bad. I think you should do that.
I don't ask them layer if there's a long line behind me.
Because getting there and trying to just shake it and shake the butter down, that never works.
There's problems. First, hashtag first world problems.
When's the last time you made it through a movie without falling asleep, Al?
The last time
Al
made
it. Do you remember the last ending to any movie?
No.
No?
What?
What was the last movie you watched?
You and JC went to one recently. What was it?
Did I see Hidden? I didn't see Hidden Figures with you.
No, you didn't.
Hidden Finger? Fences. Hidden Fences.
Figures.
Figures. Hidden Figures.
Fences.
Yes.
What did we see a month ago?
We saw something together.
We did. What did we go see? It wasn't very memorable.
Man. You saw Fast and Furious, but I didn't see that with you.
No, you guys saw someone in set with a seat in between you. What'd you see?
What did we go see?
Wow, this is sad.
My Hashimoto's
is kicking. Did you see Get Out?
It was Get Out.
Al, what was Get Out about?
I know what it was about. That the black kid that was trying to get with that white girl and that the scary lady with the tea.
Yes, Theron.
And the sunken place.
Yes.
Do you remember how it ended?
Oh, hell no. I was sleeping.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.